hopped on the plane at LAX with a dream and my hangover pills. Welcome to the night of madness fun. Am I gonna remember? Got a rental and I drove up to LA. Look to my right and see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everyone seems so hyped up. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda nauseous. Too many shots and getting dizzy. Turn on the radio. Oh man, I messed up. I didn't practice. Anyways, it was gonna go like Gochujang Gang's podcast was on. Blah blah blah.
Gochujang Gang podcast was on?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't supposed to be radio. I messed up. It was gonna be Spotify.
It was gonna be
the best. That's when the best man turned on the Spotify and the Gochujang Gang podcast was on.
Okay.
Anyways. This week in the Jangdok, Bachelor and Bachelorette Party.
Gochujang, or red chili paste, is a spicy, savory, and sweet fermented condiment popular in Korean cooking. It is naturally fermented over years in Jangdok, or clay pots on an elevated stone platform in the backyard. Luckily for us, we don't need years or a backyard Jangdok to develop our gochujang flavor.
Wow. this topic was chosen by Coach Alex, so we'll see how it goes. All right. Yeah, the song was, I couldn't tell what part you ad-libbed and what part you didn't. So the good thing the subtitles are on. Because does she say LAX in the beginning?
Oh, she does.
Oh, that's so weird.
Oh, she does? That's
yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. the first line is the exact same.
Oh, see, yeah. See, I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
But some of you guys hopped off the LAX.
Oh, yeah, we did. Man, the LAX sucks.
It does.
It's such a big airport, though.
Unnecessarily big.
I know. It needs to be changed like SF or... You know, I always wonder that, too. Is like, a lot of these airports are kind of outdated or they're very inefficient. Like, the one in New York, you have to... Mm-hmm. If you're doing a transfer, you have to leave and go back in and get, like, and go through the security again, which doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And then the people there are so, like, you know, they're done and rude and, you know, so it's a really bad experience. Like, you're rushing. Mm-hmm.
It's the same for LAX, right? Because you have to, like, leave the... Or, I mean, I guess you can go through the terminals. It'll just take, like, ages if you want.
Yeah, like, you have to take a bus or something.
Oh, yeah, the bus.
Switching on to, like, the international terminals, yeah.
So, like, I wonder, like, for these airports, like, LAX, we have to take buses or, like, the New York one, we have to go through security again. Like, shouldn't they update it? But then I guess it'd be hard because there's so many people who come in every day. But can they, like, close off a section and change it? You know, like how they deal with highways?
I mean, I'm sure if they wanted to and they had the money, then they could make it happen. But I'm assuming it's going to be really expensive.
It just seems like a good investment to me. Yeah.
One of our friends, actually, she went to New York pretty recently. And you know how in New York there are two airports?
Mm-hmm.
JFK and LaGuardia.
Yeah.
And apparently LaGuardia got like a full renovation.
Oh.
And so it's like really nice now.
Oh, see, that's the problem. I went to JFK. So next time if I have to do a layover, I should go to LaGuardia then.
I think airports are weird, right? Because like new ones just don't like pop out of the ground.
Yeah.
So there's no real like, you know, motivation for them to like make them nice.
Mm.
That's true.
Yeah. They'll be spending millions just to make it easier for travelers, I guess. Which doesn't like save them.
Screw them, right? More money for the airport owners.
Yeah, but oh man, it'd be nice if they changed it. Okay. Well, we should do an airport episode. What do you think?
We did air travel.
It's so different.
We did do air travel.
It's so different, though.
So different.
It's so different. Okay, fine. All right. Hi, Gochu Chad here.
Hi, Gochu Chad.
Hi, Gochu
Amanda. Hi, Gochu Chad.
Hi, Gochu Mike. Hi, Gochu Alex.
I'm not gonna do it.
Wow.
You can't make me.
Making me chase him. So this feels familiar. All right. Then and now, our world and everything in it is constantly fermented over years and years in a giant chunk of little culture and lifestyle. What besides Gochu Chad can stand the test of time to stay hot or not? Here to sat with me, Alex, the harsh critic Gochu, who, honestly, he just wants to go home. Just
I did say that.
Just want to go home. Yeah, Gochu Amanda, he told everyone that.
Oh, really?
When we're on his bachelor trip.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, but let me clarify. I am having fun, but just, you know.
I was just so tired after that one night.
I just missed home.
This is exactly what everyone wants to hear.
I was just tired, and I felt a little sick.
Nauseous? Or, like, sick?
Like,
hungover?
Like hungover, yeah. Like, I drank too much. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Sounds like a bachelor party.
Oh, man. Okay. Amanda, the opening act Gochu, who drinks so much that she just sleeps the whole time. Does that happen on your trip?
I actually drank quite a bit this time around.
Oh.
But I don't know, with the hangover pills. They kept me up. I didn't
bounce
really
right back.
Yeah.
Oh shit, we didn't try the hangover pills, Gochu.
I told
Alex.
You to take them.
We only had the drink.
Yeah, I've had all the drinks.
Oh, damn, we should have tried the pills. Those really helped, huh?
Yeah, it really did. Cuz I started after having like a drink, I started having a headache, and then that's when my friend gave me the hangover pills, and that's when I took it. And it was just kind of like weird. It's like magic. My headache just went away. Oh. I was like back in the game.
Wow, was that immediate?
Almost like within like 5-10 minutes.
In the game. It reminds me of like Coach Amanda was like, he's down, like she went down like 3 times in the game, and then she got revived by her friend, and then her screen was black and white, but now it's back in color. She's gonna carry the team. Wow.
Straight back for more shots.
Yeah.
And that's kinda like how it was in college too. Like I would get because I don't know, I'm such a lightweight that like I can't take too many drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And so after like a drink, I would get super red.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend always makes fun of me, but then I'll go to the restroom and then I'll come back super pale and I'm back again.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know you drank so much. I didn't know you're alcoholic back then.
Oh, well, you didn't hear me. I said after a drink.
That's a lot more than now. Do these pills, do they also help with like drunkenness, tipsiness?
I think, because these pills and hangover drinks are supposed to help digest the alcohol mm-hmm. in your body. And so I think it takes longer for you to like get drunk or you don't feel as drunk.
Okay, so that means if I were drunk, my body's still processing the alcohol. The pills could help then.
Yeah.
Oh damn, why don't we take these pills? Damn, that helped many, many times. Okay, Michael, the multiverse Gochu, who plans... Maybe I shouldn't say this. Who plans to get married as many times as he can so he can have as many bachelor parties as he can.
What do you... It works with multiverse.
Oh, shit. Works with multiverse Michael Gochu. Yeah.
He can have any sort of wedding he wants.
He can have all sorts of different kind of weddings and bachelor parties.
Mm.
Damn. Okay, Gochu Mike, what do you think? Yeah.
I don't know, but quick question. Can you look after Summer this weekend?
Oh, what? You're not going to go? You're not coming
over? You have a bachelor party?
Yeah. He has another bachelor party. You're not coming to SF?
Just for no reason.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I'll take care of Summer. But if you're going to a bachelor party, then I'm gonna leave Summer and meet up with my aunt. And I'll go.
Yeah, Coach kidding, Mike, is there something kidding. You're not telling us?
No, just kidding.
Wow, you're so ready to go. What the hell? Kind of scary, actually. All right, and I, Chad, the spiciest coach you in existence. I'm kind of disappointed no one got a tattoo on their face.
You could have.
Oh, actually, wait, he meant someone did.
Yeah, someone did.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like a fake tattoo. Fake tattoo. Still, yeah. Still,
yeah, okay.
People thought they were real, I think.
They did? No way. That's crazy.
I don't know. They kept on saying, at that pizza place, like, oh, did you do that next door? And the next door was like,
oh, oh my God. Oh, so the pizza place we went to had a tattoo parlor next door?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like two doors.
Damn. Yeah. They thought they did it right then and there. That's crazy.
Oh, that's fine. That's a pretty good tactic, I guess, for the tattoo parlor.
Oh, shit.
They're probably expecting all the drunk people to get pizza, and they're right next door. And it's like, ready to make stupid decisions.
That's a good spot for it.
It is a good spot. It's kind of a chill spot, too. That's okay. That's interesting. I'll check it out next time.
The hipster zone?
Yeah, it is a hipster zone, actually. It's the art district, so it's pretty hipster.
Yeah.
All right, and together with Gotcha Game, four Korean Americans closing open channel is where we please. All right, we are 11 minutes in. I think we can start wrapping it up.
All right.
Yeah. Gotcha Man is on board. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, fine. All right. So the topic is Bachelor Bachelorette parties. All right, so back in the day, Gotcha Alex, what do you got?
Oh, I don't really have anything, but.
Dude, this is your topic, man.
Yeah, because no one else had any other topics.
I suggested a lot of good ones.
And this is one of them you suggested, right?
Only because you did.
Okay, well, I mean, this is the one that had the most interest. So, but for me, back in the day, I'd never been to a bachelor party. It's the first one I've been to, which was my own.
First and only.
You know what you see in TV shows and movies, and it, you know, there's like the Hangover movie, right? It's like crazy stuff happened. Obviously, you know, drinking, tattoos, sure, but also like strip clubs and more like CD activities like that. Maybe like casinos. But I think nowadays it's a little different, but that's kind of the idea I had of it back in the day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it different now? I feel like it's kind of the same.
I think that you could do more wholesome stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, play random golf.
Mm.
Go camping.
See a show. Yeah, go camping in a wilderness stuff.
Mm. I think a ski trip wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, like Lake Tahoe.
Mm.
Yeah.
You can do a lot of stuff there.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Or a trip to Vancouver.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, is this back in the day?
Uh-oh. We're talking about nowadays. Well, you say you could do more wholesome things.
Yeah, but because you asked.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Okay. Go to Mike. Have you been on a bachelor trip before?
No, definitely not.
Oh, shit, your first and last two?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean last?
I mean, come on, let's be honest, go to Amanda. I don't think Gochu Mike or Gochu Chad is gonna have a bachelor party, right?
No, don't say that.
Okay, by the way, the way things are going now, I don't know.
I believe in you.
Oh, me, not you.
Not me. What the heck?
I believe in both of you.
I think I believe in Gochu Mike more than me because
what
I feel
the heck?
Hear me out. I've had years of experience, and I've been trying for a while, right? But you haven't tried at all recently, so I feel like if you go on, you're back looking. You're gonna find someone immediately, right?
Oh no!
And you're gonna be married with like.
And then I'm just gonna be a sucker too. It'll be like the first person who shows any interest. And
yeah. Well, I mean, sure. Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. I think if anything, I think you have a better chance.
That's how I was.
Oh, shit. There you go. Coach Amanda was a sucker.
I was a sucker. But now I'm getting married.
I mean, to be honest, Coach Alex is also kind of a sucker. I'm just kidding. Okay, all right. Wow, Gochi Amanda, do you have any experiences in the past?
I don't. Yeah, so I've never been to a bachelorette party, but I did throw my friend like a bridal shower. Okay. Not the same thing, but that was like the only thing.
Wow, so this is also your first and last then.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Because Gochi Amanda is getting married a little bit later than everyone else. Unless, the wedding you're going to in May, is she having one?
No, she's not having a bridal party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't really have that many people left who are single.
I can think of like two people who are single, but they probably won't ever get married.
Oh yeah. That's
not
mean.
Not a bad
one. Knowing what Coach Alex means.
Go to Chad and it's perfect. Go to Chad and go to Mike.
I think he's talking about bachelorette parties, right? Girls? Not guys?
That's what I meant, because I have two friends.
She's trying to match you up right now.
Oh, I see. Try it out, Go to Mike. You might work out.
Far away. I don't think it will.
Dude. Yeah, there's some distance.
Yeah.
Gochi Alice and Gochi Amanda were like a distance. They had distance. I don't know. I was about to say the miles, but I don't know the miles. They were in different cities.
800?
Roughly 600?
No, six is like LA.
I think it's more like 700.
You know, I'm a search this.
I'm liking 700.
Is this the Golden Gochi quiz? We're saving time.
Yeah, I'll say 750.
It's definitely more than 500.
No, you guys, it's 493.
Huh?
What?
No way.
600.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Wait, like straight? No.
From San Francisco to San Diego, from where my home down here all the way up to where Gochi Chad is.
Oh, really? Shit, we overshot it, man.
Oh yeah. I definitely did the math wrong.
Okay.
So it's definitely doable, right?
Yeah, they're confident.
Hey, confidence is everything.
Wrong. Confidently wrong.
Okay. Yeah, the distance is not an issue. Gochi Mike, come on.
Yeah, just put some miles on the car.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Gochi Alex did. Okay. Well, I guess it's my turn then.
Oh yeah, I want to hear it. Go to Chad.
Hear what?
You gotta spill it all.
Oh, so I've only been on two bachelor parties, Gochi Alex's and another friend. The friend one I went in like, what, was it like 2 years ago that I went? It's so hard to keep track of time now after COVID. It was like, I think it was 2 years ago. Or was it last year? Do you remember Gochi Alex?
I thought it was last year.
I don't know.
Two sounds right.
Yeah, two sounds right.
It seemed like last year too. If you told me it was like spring last year, I would believe you.
Man. I would also believe you too.
Yeah.
Time's weird right now.
Where's the time going? We went to, was it Cabo? I don't remember. Gochi Alex?
Yeah, Cabo. You went. I didn't go.
Okay. No, it was like, I'm not good with like remembering these kind of things, you know, these details. It doesn't matter. I'm more about the feel, the atmosphere, the vibe, you know? We stayed at a big Airbnb that had their own personal cook. Like
whoa.
Yeah, so every morning
they
were like, know that.
So every morning there's this team of cooks and servers were already there making breakfast, and then so you just like you just wake up and go downstairs to like the dining table. It was like a big building too. We had a lot of rooms because it was like eight guys that went, a lot of people.
Eight? That's not even that many. What the hell
was it? Eight or ten team? I could forget. It was like eight or ten. See, I'm not good.
Eight guys, not that much. I had six guys.
Maybe it was 10 then. Because definitely more than what we had.
Yeah.
Where's my personal chef?
Yeah. But I guess the thing is, like, it was a lot cheaper there, too, in Cabo. But the Airbnb was really nice.
It total, had, though.
Total at the end, around, like, $1,200. And I didn't pay for anything, you know?
Oh, but does that include flights?
Maybe.
No
maybe,
way.
Maybe not, because maybe I got my own flight. I forget. For that,
no way.
So I'm gonna say like around like 1,300-1,400 maybe total.
Total.
Yeah. And the Airbnb had its own pool too in the back. It was pretty nice. Yeah, and the food was good. Like the food that they served was really good. It was like tacos. The tacos were good too. I was surprised. Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
The Mexican tacos were good.
No, I mean, I was surprised, like, the food that they served was good, you know? Oh. I didn't think it would be that good, but it was like, oh, shit, I could just, like, stay here and eat, you know, instead of going out. But, yeah, it was fun. I did a lot of things I'd never done before. There was some drama as well, which, you know, always makes it a little bit more spicy. Yeah, there's some arguments. But, I mean, I guess that's to be expected with, like, 10 dudes. I don't know. Traveling together for... like, what was it, five days or so? Yeah.
Oh, that's a long time.
Was it 5 days, Coach Alex? I don't remember.
I don't think it was 5 days.
Coach Alex didn't go.
But... Coach Chad is like the worst at this.
I know. Was it 4 days then? It was definitely more than three. I mean, maybe it was 4 days total.
Do you not remember how many nights you slept?
No, I don't.
He slept at random hours, so he doesn't remember.
Yeah. And the one thing I remember on that trip was that... the moment you wake up and go down, it's like, okay, it's shot o'clock, and then people are pouring you tequila. Because, you know the family. Yeah. I was like, oh, it's shot o'clock. What time is it? It's shot o'clock. And I took like three shots of tequila in the morning, right when you wake up. And then throughout the day, it's always shot o'clock. When you get home, it's shot o'clock. Even like before you go to sleep, it's shot o'clock. So yeah, after that, I did not like tequila. And when I smelled it, I got sick. But then... people like tequila still, so I try to like get back into it now. But I still don't like the smell. It makes me nauseous. It makes me a little sick. Although I didn't get sick on the trip though, surprisingly.
So what kind of stuff did you do?
Well, I mean,
without going into too much detail.
We went to a lot of nice restaurants, but it was like kind of awkward too because I don't know, the people I went with are kind of rowdy a bit. And so, like, they one of the servers was a girl, and then so they say, oh, let's do a belly button shot. And so they had the waitress do a belly button shot for the bachelor guy. And what? I felt kind of bad because, like, the other servers there, the older servers were, like, kind of, like, encouraging her to do it.
And what the fuck? It's like a random restaurant, not even, like, a...
yeah. Not even, like, one of those establishments where it's, like a Hooters or anything. It was, like, a regular restaurant.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so I felt kind of bad.
That's like a harassment, right?
Yeah. I think so too. Yeah, so, but that just gives you kind of like the idea of like the kind of party I went with. And then we went clubbing a few times. Clubbing was interesting. It was always crowded. Yeah, very crowded clubbing scene, because it was like a party city. And then we went to a day club, which is like, you know, it's like a big pool. And people are drinking around the pool, and you have your own like section. I think that was the highlight because that was something I'd never done before, but it was also kind of fun. It was interesting, you know, just seeing people drink around the pool, go get inside drunk, and yeah, that was fun.
Doesn't sound very safe.
It
getting drunk in the pool.
Oh,
it's not that deep. Right?
It's not. Yeah, it's not that deep. It's like waist high. Yeah, exactly. It's waist high. Yeah, and then like you know, it's not the pool's not the main attraction. It's like you know, there's a DJ there playing music. You're there in your booth drinking with the boys, shot o'clock. You know, there's like a group next to us that's like another party that you're trying to be friends with. You know, it's like, it's that kind of thing, that kind of vibe. But I remember I got really drunk then. And so on the way back, I at the Airbnb, I also stayed in the pool there I was drinking too. Something I wouldn't normally have done, you know? Yeah, that was a highlight. And what else did we do? We went on a boat. We went on a boat, too. There's like a boat drinking cruise thing. And then we had tacos late at night, like a legit place. Yeah.
It's a lame party.
What are you talking about?
Nothing raunchy or anything.
What do you mean?
Yeah, not like your bachelor party, right?
Yeah, not like
right? Mine.
Yeah, this is pretty lame.
No, it was pretty raunchy. What are you talking about, Alex?
I didn't hear any part that like, possibly could have been.
I mean, I don't know if I should be saying this kind of thing. That's why.
So I mean, you can just say if you went somewhere or not.
Oh, so some people did. Some people went to a strip club. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then I guess it's more so than mine.
No.
Whoa, TMI. You're doxing.
Well, Charles, you can add that out if you want. I don't know. So let's go ahead and move on, unless you guys have any other questions.
Nah.
Coach Al, this is your topic idea. Come on.
What kind of questions would I have? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Did you guys have like tattoo stickers or like what was like the apparel? Like you guys have like a group apparel thing?
I feel like we'll have more to talk about nowadays.
If there was any, then you can just say so. I don't need to ask it. Like why?
No, you gotta ask me.
Did you guys wear matching tank tops?
We did, yeah.
With the bachelor's face on it?
The bachelor's face wasn't on it, though.
Oh, okay.
We had matching tank tops.
Yeah, lame. Okay.
Okay, all right.
Tattoos? You guys got matching tattoos?
No, we didn't.
No? Oh, then why are you telling me to ask you?
Okay, let's go ahead and move on to the Golden Gochu Quiz. Gochu Alex?
All right, Golden Gochu Quiz. This is the 50 Nifty United States.
Oh, shit.
13 most popular bachelor party destinations. All right.
And only in the United States.
Only in the United States. So you can return to the stream.
I never left.
Me neither.
Nice. Do you see... Mm-hmm. This slide? Okay. So here's a slide. We actually have... how many is this? 14 cities in the United States here. So there's one bogus city. But there's only 13 slots, okay? So one of them is a bogus. And we're going to go around. You're going to take turns trying to guess the rank for these cities in terms of popularities as a bachelor party destination. And the popularity is based off of the attractions that are available in the city. All right.
Oh shit! So you got a secret bomb, huh?
Yeah, there's one that's a bogus.
Oh, I see it. Los Angeles. You know, like okay, so Spicy Gang, when we were choosing like location for Gochu House's bachelor party, I can't believe Los Angeles won. Gochu Mike, can you believe it?
Well, where are some of the options?
I was like a little surprised, but also it's
because I guess it was Gochu. Well, okay, some of the options were Las Vegas. Was it Vancouver too? New York.
Only you wanted to go to New York.
Why? 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 Was Dallas an option too, or like Austin or something?
I think Austin was.
Yeah. Maybe. And then for some reason, like, didn't Gochu Alex has some kind of like Midwestern state too? Like, was it like? Do you say Salt Lake City or something? Some weird thing?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Oh.
And then New Orleans.
That's not Midwestern.
They're all, if they're not California, New York, they're all Midwestern, okay? Yeah. And I remember right off the bat, we all agreed, like, oh, if we end up going to Los Angeles, that's going to be sad. And I think Coach Mike said that too. He was like a sad pick.
No. That's San Jose.
Oh, San Jose.
Oh, yeah, we're going to San Jose, yeah.
Which I stand by.
Which is kind of... Okay, yeah. So, yeah, but then now we... I don't know.
Think it's still one of the... One of our crew members, he asked why we didn't do it in San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, isn't LA better than San Diego?
I mean, San Diego's fine, but just the fact that you live there is...
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't live in LA. I hardly go to LA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, all right,
but there's a twist to the quiz. Remember last time, if you were close, I texted you that you were close.
Oh boy.
This time I'm going to say out loud if your guess is close.
What? Now you're leaning into it completely.
Yes, I'm leaning into
you're
it.
Falling into that.
I'm trying to improve the game, okay?
That's going to make the game worse.
All right, but you have the option to skip and not guess if you want.
How is that? That's so dumb. No one's going to choose.
We can't all three. There can't be three skips in a row. All right.
Mm.
Once the third person skips, the next person has to guess something.
All right.
Or there can be three skips in a row. So you mean two people can skip and then one person?
Yeah. No, three people can skip and then the time it comes back to the first person. They have to guess.
Okay.
Okay. So we can do Monday order.
Ooh, okay.
Cochimanda.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Oh wait, I didn't say the cities, right?
Oh yeah.
All right, we got Las Vegas, New Orleans, Lake Tahoe, Miami, Memphis, Portland, Chicago, Charleston, Austin, San Diego, Atlantic City, Los Angeles, Denver, and New York City.
Wow.
Okay.
And let's do a rule. Like when you say the city, you have to say it like as if you're like a local.
Yeah, yeah. I had to bring it up. It's Nolens. Sorry.
Yes. Sure.
Okay. One, Las Vegas.
One Las Vegas. That is correct.
No, that was
nice.
Oh my god!
The biggest give me.
Yeah, the reason we all know Las Vegas, the biggest like casino, gambling, strip club, you know, drinking, pool party city in America. So, okay, that makes sense, right? Las Vegas, number one. All right, you get to go again.
Okay, I'm gonna do number two, Miami.
Number two, Miami is incorrect.
Ooh.
Ho.
All right, go to Chad.
All right. Okay. Number two has to be New York City.
New York City is also incorrect.
But am I close?
Nope.
Because if I was, it'd be number three, right?
I'm going to go ahead and skip.
Oh, shit. What a strat. Okay. What is this?
Amanda.
If he ends up winning.
Where is Memphis?
Tennessee.
Interesting. Okay. I'm going to do number two, LA.
Number two, LA is correct.
What? Oh, my goodness.
That's right. That's right. I went to the second most popular bachelor party destination.
I think it's probably America. Because, like, we all live in California. So it just feels like not a big party city. Yeah.
So the reason is because there is so much good food. You got Koreatown.
That's true.
All the way to Hollywood. You can get pretty much anything you want. There's a lot of different bars, a lot of different beaches. And if it's your thing, you can go to any type of strip club from CD to classy. So the food is really good.
Like I'm glad we got that the Korean hangover stew at the end. That was so good. Yeah. I think that was my highlight.
Nice.
Quick question. What's a classy strip bar?
I don't know. I've never been to one.
You said classy strip club.
And they said there's classy ones. You can go
is it
classy
is it kind of like what they have in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel? She works at a strip club joint. Or it's like a little bit more like a show.
Oh, is that classy?
Is that like burlesque?
Yeah, like a burlesque kind of feel. Yeah.
That's just different, I think.
No? Okay. Yeah. All right. So is it my turn?
No, put your last turn.
What's your definition of close?
Close is one off.
Oh, okay.
And then when we get to a later round, it'll be two off if we need to.
I see. Okay. Then I'm gonna do three Miami.
Three Miami. No, that's not right.
Oh, okay.
Is it close?
Chad, did I say it's close?
I don't know. Just making sure. Okay. I'm kind of thinking like New Orleans or Austin maybe is three. But I don't want to give it to Coach Mike, you know? Huh.
He won't get it if he gets it right.
That's true. I'm going to do Austin four.
Austin four. No.
Okay.
Coach Mike.
Okay. I have to run the numbers here real quick. Okay. Boom, 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 boom. That's not there. Boom, boom. I'm going to go ahead and do Miami 5.
Oh, my God. How'd you know? Exactly correct. Miami is number 5.
Because it wasn't 3 or 4.
Wow, he's listening. He's jotting down the notes. That's right. Miami is number 5. Okay. Obviously, they got beautiful beaches. really, really good nightlife.
Not my vibe. Else?
Yeah, not my vibe either. I think, yeah, if you're into like more of the warmer, sweaty weather.
Yeah. Then I don't Miami. Like, I don't like places where if you think of, you have to think of like, you have to go shirtless.
Mm.
I don't like that.
I see. So when you're at that pool club, you had your t-shirt on?
No, I was shirtless.
Oh, okay. All right.
How about like the Hawaiian shirt open look? No.
Oh, I like that. That's more of my
thing. Yeah, that's Miami totally, right?
No, it's not.
Yeah, I think you could do that. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we'll see. Oh yeah, where's Hawaii?
Hawaii's not on
to
here.
Go that far.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. So my turn.
No. By a factor of two. No. I'll go ahead and say
New York City 4 is correct.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. He skipped his turn once and then he's getting two in a row. Wow.
Yeah.
So New York City, I think, is known as the city that never sleeps. So you can pretty much party all night.
Wait, he didn't say like a local though.
Oh.
New York City. Wait, that's the opposite. That's like the I don't know. How did they say it?
Put your chat for half a point.
New York?
Well, New York. Well, New City.
Where New York? You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah. And so let's see what else they got. I mean, they got, you know, big sports teams. You got the New York Slices, Chinatown.
I didn't know you do like a Wheel of Fortune thing here.
What?
It is. Pat Sajak does that.
Yeah. What are you doing?
What is this? I'm trying to make it a little more informative, okay?
Okay.
It's fun and informative. Okay.
Cool.
All right, go to my next guess.
We're doing Nolan's 3?
Oh, shit. Nolan's 3. That sounds like it's right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
3 in a row. Right off the bat. How are you doing this?
Oh, skipping was a good move. All
right, so like, let's see. NOLA, okay. Also a big sports city. But they also got some really good Southern comfort food, a lot of good fried chicken. They got a lot of jazz and brass bars. If you're into that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, do be.
All right, and I'm gonna skip.
Wow, his tactic's too good.
He's just gathering information. Oh my god. Okay.
I'm skipping.
You're skipping. Ooh,
wow. Too good.
Go to chat, give us something.
Well, I gotta come back, right? So I'm either gonna give it to him or I'm gonna take it, right?
I don't know, but okay.
Okay,
let's
see. Okay. So I'm gonna say, oh shit. I'm gonna say number 12, San Diego.
No.
No!
Not correct.
Okay. I'm just giving him information.
Do the math. Okay. I'll skip.
It's not your turn.
You skipping again?
Yeah.
Oh shit, it is his turn. Is it my turn now?
No.
Sure. What's yeah, I'll skip.
You understand? Oh, okay. Shit. Yeah, it's your turn. Go to chat.
Okay. Oh damn. If I do San Diego again, it's like giving it to him next time, right? So I gotta.
If you skip, that means that Coach Mike's not getting anything.
Yeah. Oh, I can't skip three in a row, right?
Can skip, but go to Mike and then go to Mike has to guess.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I'll skip. Oh shit, the skip thing is good now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
He finally caught on.
Okay. Okay, so.
And then watch him get it.
San Diego. Fuck, I feel like I'm just going to give San Diego away. But...
Yeah.
Because I think it's on there. I don't think it's the fake one.
No, the fake one's Tahoe for sure.
What? Really?
Come on.
I thought it was Charleston. What the fuck's?
I feel like those Midwestern boys go to Charleston.
Okay. So San Diego's not in the bottom three. I feel like I should do 6 because if it's close, then just Amanda gets it and then just keeps Chad off the board.
But aren't you competing with Amanda more than me, though?
Not really.
Yeah, you are. She has 2. You have 3.
And no. But just like if. You know, that means I just won't do the intro.
Dude, 2 and 3 are the same as 1. I was saying, what are you talking about?
No. So I'll go ahead and do San Diego 6.
No.
Ooh,
okay. That is wrong. No info. Go to Amanda.
I'ma take a risk.
All right.
And say Memphis 6.
Memphis 6, no.
Mm-hmm. Dude, this feels like Minesweeper now. You know what I mean? I see where it goes, but like there's a lot of options. Okay.
Go to Chad.
Yeah. Okay, so I could do like San Diego like 8, 9, 10, but I'm pretty much giving it away next one.
Yeah, 100% if you miss
it. Yeah, if I miss. But then someone else is going to get it.
Oh, well, not 100%, because if you do 9 and it's close, then it's 50-50 between me and Amanda.
Okay. Then I'm going to do... San Diego seems like it should be up there. I'm going to do San Diego... Did someone else do San Diego 6?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe.
Oh, Coach Amanda did that? Okay.
No, Coach Mike did.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm not remembering. I'll do San Diego... 8.
No.
Wow, you just hand fed it to me? Okay.
Wow.
Or wait. Yeah, no, it's me, right?
I didn't hand feed it to you.
Put your mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Then.
No.
Wait, what?
Put your Amanda.
It's not on the list?
we were wasting time with San Diego. What the
interesting.
Fudge?
Interesting. Okay. All right, I'm gonna
God.
Do.
I totally forgot the Minesweeper thing. Oops.
Yeah, you really fucked that up. If it was on the list.
I know. I was for some reason I was thinking we did something else with the. It wasn't San Diego. I was thinking again. Okay, yeah.
I'll do 6. Atlantic City.
6 Atlantic City.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, but close.
Let's go.
Oh, that's why you don't do 6.
Okay. Can I do 7 Atlantic City?
That is correct. You
oh
got a
my
point.
Gosh.
Number 7 Atlantic City, Georgia. Pretty much like the Vegas outside of Vegas, right? Yeah, I don't know what more you need to say. It's a casino city. But not quite at the level of Vegas.
Yes. Okay. And now I'm going to take a big guess. Portland. Portland 13.
Portland 13. No.
Okay, good.
Okay. Think. Let's do Chicago in the 8.
Chicago 8?
Yes.
No. Go to Amanda.
I skip.
Skipping. Go to Chad.
Wow. Okay, did we do Chicago 6?
Nope.
I think Chicago 6.
No. Go to Mike.
Skip.
Go to Amanda.
Okay, I think I'm clean.
I'll do Memphis 8.
Memphis 8. No.
No, I got it. I can clean.
All right, go to Chad. You can
I like to solve the puzzle.
Yes, Chad?
Memphis 6.
No.
Nice job.
I already did that. Yeah.
What?
Are you listening?
She did? Oh, I was just skipping. Oh.
Go to Mike.
What? I thought she said Memphis 8.
I said Memphis 6 rounds ago.
Oh, fudge. Okay.
Man. I'll do Austin in the 8?
Austin 8 is correct.
Oh, shit. I'm getting scared.
All right. Austin is known for their live music scene. Obviously, BBQ restaurants, and just a lot of happy hours as well. Like, I don't know, there's like tons of happy hour places listed here. They also got rock music and popular gentlemen's clubs. All right.
Go ahead and do Tahoe in the 9.
Tahoe 9, no but close.
Fuck!
Go to Amanda.
Skip.
Well, I gotta do it then, right? I'll do Tahoe 11. 10.
Tahoe 10 is correct. Good job.
I didn't hear that retired voice.
What retired voice?
The locals.
How do you gonna say it, Coach Chad?
Tahoe 10.
What?
It's like an old person.
Anyways, Tahoe is a good
dude. Tahoe's all old people.
It is. I don't know. If you want to do like, you know, sporty activities like skiing, go on a boat, you know, all that stuff. Skydiving is also available. Kayaking, ATVs. Yeah, a lot of outdoor stuff.
Okay.
All right, go to Amanda.
I'm gonna try Portland 6.
Portland 6, no, but close.
What? Huh?
I have to jump.
What?
So the next
what?
Giving it a chance? What?
No. I mean, I was okay.
How else am I gonna say close? It's gonna be like 3 or 4.
You don't have to say close at all. You don't have to say close. But also, okay, to be fair, after she said Portland 6, I was gonna say Portland 9 because I already said Portland 13.
That's the next available open slot, so yeah. It's close. Okay.
Okay, so it was either 9 or 11. I'll say Portland 9.
Portland 9 is correct. Actually, I've been to this sign, Keep Portland Weird.
I think you should change the rule. You shouldn't do the skipping close thing.
It's gotta be.
I don't know.
I think skipping is good. I'm not sure about close.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Portland, known for what? Their whiskeys, brandies, gins. They also got some good breweries. They say world-class restaurants and food trucks. Food trucks I get, but restaurants, I'm not sure. Food was okay.
Yeah, food was just okay.
Oh, there. Yeah.
No sales tax.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Okay, so if I get this one, it all falls in like dominoes, right?
It could.
Yeah.
All right. I think Gochimando is at Memphis 6, right? And I said that too. So.
I don't know. I'm not going to say anymore.
Okay. That's okay. I don't need you to say nothing. Charleston 6.
Charleston 6 is correct.
Let's go!
Oh my God.
Dang it. I messed up.
Okay. It's going to fall on the dominoes now, right?
All right. Charleston, I mean, you guys are guessing like. You guys, I don't think you guys would think Charleston was there, but Charleston's in South Carolina, and I think it's like a popular destination for Southerners.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, for the Midwestern boys.
Yeah, for the Midwestern boys, exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, they got some good golf courses, and that's a popular thing to do there, too, so.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. Are there, like, Robert E. Lee statues there?
Ooh, there might be. Okay. Right? Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. My order. Can I just go boom?
No.
Boom, boom?
No.
Boom.
You
boom.
Cannot.
Boom. Okay.
You cannot.
Okay.
Well, you have to. You could, but you have to guess one first.
Okay. Okay. My thinking is Memphis, Chicago, Denver. All right.
You can't do that.
Okay. I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
Boom, boom, start boom. With one.
No, if I got all right, just like it's boom, boom, boom.
No.
What's your first guess, Coach Chad?
Okay, Denver 13.
No.
Come on! Oh, no.
Oh, right. No.
Oh, no.
You.
No.
Tonight,
it's over.
So we'll go ahead and say right Denver now, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Coach Mike has 4. Coach Amanda and Chad both have 3.
Oh, I could have won
well,
this.
Well, we'll say Denver 11.
Wrong.
Denver 11 is correct.
No.
Okay.
I was going to ask Coach Chad if he knows Denver. Did you write about Denver?
Denver has a lot of up-and-coming tech companies. A lot of good food. Not good Asian food, though. That's all I know.
Oh, okay. Apparently, it has a lot of good outdoor activities. For cyclists as well. Mm-hmm. Or hiking. Got some good craft beer as well. Not really my kind of.
Where are you gonna go hiking there? I only see buildings.
But there's mountains in Denver.
I don't see the mountains in that picture.
It's like part of the Rocky Mountains, no?
Denver's literally the Mile High City, right? It's just like in mountains.
Yeah, it is the Mile High City.
Yeah.
So I don't know like what Chad's talking about.
It has one of the highest suicide rates in the world because it's high.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Shit.
There you go. All right, go to Mike to win it all.
Quick question. So how are tiebreakers working? This is very important.
Tiebreakers? We can mm-hmm. see who can guess what rank San Diego is.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay. Ooh. I'll go ahead and do Memphis 12.
No, but close.
okay, good, Jamanda.
Oh, man. This is... Oh.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh,
okay. I'm going to have to do Memphis 13.
Memphis 13 is correct.
Okay, and then I'm going to have to do, oh man, between Chicago and San Diego, I'm going to have to do Chicago 12.
That's correct, right. So Chicago, I like Chicago a lot. It seems like a legit city, but also kind of chill at the same time.
Well, then why don't we go to Chicago?
It's kind of far. Kind of far. Also, if I go, there's like an obligation to see Coach Amanda's parents. and then wow. Memphis, Tennessee, it's supposed to be like the Chicago of the South.
Mm.
Yeah.
I thought we're going to get shot if we go to Chicago.
Certain parts, yes. Certain parts. Okay. So, points. Coach Max at 5. Coach Amanda also at 5. Coach Chad last with 3. So, tiebreaker between Coach Amanda and Coach Mike. Tell me the rank of San Diego on this list. So it wasn't in the top 13, but it is in the top, let's see, 20?
25.
Or so. Okay, so tell me a number.
25.
Coach Chad, you're not in there.
I want to play still.
Okay, Coach Mike, I think, sent me something.
Oh, am I supposed to send it to you?
Oh, yeah, let's just do that.
Okay.
All right.
25.
Ooh, okay. Go to Mike says 16, and go to Amanda said 15th. The correct answer is 14th.
Ooh!
Go to Amanda takes it, oh. And it's the winner of this week's Golden Go to quiz. Wow. That was close.
Wow.
You know the reason I asked about tiebreakers?
Yeah.
Was I was planning on winning and then throwing the last one. To make it go to tiebreakers.
Oh, I see.
or to prevent tiebreakers.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
God damn it. Good game.
GG.
Yeah, after San Diego, we got Milwaukee, Jackson Hole.
Milwaukee. Okay.
Jackson Hole, San Francisco,
and then ew.
Phoenix. Yeah, San Francisco's kind of...
Where's San Jose?
It's 92.
All right, thanks for playing this week's Golden Gotcha quiz. 50 nifty. That was fun.
Thank you, Gotcha Alex, for that quiz. 50 nifty is fun, but also it's kind of long.
It is long, I know. Should we do like 50 nifty of like, I don't know.
30 nifty?
30. Yeah, 13 maybe. But then like once it gets to a certain number, it goes pretty quick.
Yeah. You kind of need this amount for like the skipping to happen early on. It's more fun that way. All right, okay. Let's go ahead and open the John to see what we got for Bachelorette parties nowadays. All right. Coach Amanda, what are your experiences?
Well, the only experience that I have nowadays is my own Bachelorette party. And... I think I mentioned this in the previous episodes, but a waitress called our party the most non-trashy bachelorette party she's ever seen.
kind of similar.
Yeah. So I think that kind of like describes my trip pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a good time. I still had like more drinks than I've had in a long time. And it was just nice hanging out with my friends. We went out to Speakeasy. That was fun. And then, like, we went up into, like, the mountains, and that was nice. So I definitely did things that I wouldn't have done normally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, going up on the gondola. Like, when am I ever going to really do that? And so, yeah. So, I mean, I still had a really good time. It was fun. But yeah, I guess it was more like a chill trip with friends.
Yeah, but that's still good though. Because like nowadays, like when are you ever gonna go on a trip with your friends? You know, you have to have some kind of reason to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And then like, would you want to go on another one?
Have another bachelorette party or have another trip with friends?
Like, no, not like go to someone else's bachelorette party.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Let's hope it's not the prior.
Yeah. Yes, but I think it'll depend on the friend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what?
Like, you're like so how close you are or like how rowdy they are?
How rowdy they are.
Oh, interesting.
Well, because I also don't want to bring down their party mood and be a party
mover. Yeah.
It's just my energy level just isn't up there.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Mm, I feel that on a spiritual level.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Okay. Go to Alex.
Nowadays, I mean, again, like my own bachelor party. It was great because we had a lot of different food that was all really good. The pho place with the oxtail
edition. Oh yeah, that was hidden.
We got you mentioned the hangover soup at the Korean place at the very end.
That was really good.
That was good. I liked how everyone else like enjoyed theirs.
Oh,
as well.
that made it even better because you know the worst feeling is when you go somewhere and like people don't really like it or you like you couldn't went without.
Right. Yeah.
Like the pizza place was good, but I feel like we didn't have to.
But we had like a lot before that, right?
It also wasn't about the pizza either. Really.
Yeah, it was that.
It was like
the prices.
Small pizzas split between six people. So.
The pizzas were great. It was like 15, 14 each.
Yeah.
And then like
they were fine.
Yeah, it was about the drinks. It was like happy hours, like 20% off. So we got 20% off a wine bottle. I thought it was good. A good deal.
Yeah, no, it was good. That made pizza was decent too. But then I think what I liked more was the hot dogs we had before that.
Oh yeah, Verskucha.
Those are pretty good.
So that place I found like many people recommended that place. So that's why I say well we have to go. I'm glad people liked it.
Yeah, and then we went to a nice steak place, which another one that Gochucha had found. It was good. I think I gave it a 4. Everyone else or no 3.5.
Mm.
3.5.
You all rated it?
Yeah. I think everyone else kind of gave it around 3, 3.5.
The steak place?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was your favorite food place then we went to? Steak, taco, steak, the late night taco.
Oh, shit. We went to the late night taco place.
The Taco Bell. Taco Bell could have been good too.
I think my favorite food for what it was is the taco stand.
Okay.
Mm. And I say taco stand, but it was like bigger than that.
It was like a
taco parking lot.
It was operation. Yeah.
It was like a soup kitchen setup.
Yeah. I mean, for what it is, like a $2 taco, like that was hella good.
That was $2?
Mm. Yeah.
Jesus, that's a deal. Man.
It's a steal.
Sheet. Okay.
I think I had 8 tacos.
Yeah.
Nice.
We got some and then we went to get more, yeah.
Okay.
But also the hangover stew for what it was good too.
Oh,
the
hangover was good.
I don't think you can beat the tacos though.
For me, it was just okay. But I think it's because I was too drunk to really enjoy
it. You also wandered off for like 30 minutes to go find you.
Was it 30 minutes?
It was a long time.
It was a long time. We were I
called you.
Worrying.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did people actually think that Korean like hangover soup was helpful for the hangover? Because you know it's like
didn't ask them that, but it definitely helped me. I could feel it. Because that last day on Sunday, I felt like alcohol, like, was I felt that alcohol sickness a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Like on Sunday, I didn't drink as much, I guess.
Oh.
So, it was like, eh. The only day, like, would be Friday, where I kind of blacked out slightly.
Really? Which you, Mike, almost blacked out?
Thursday? Like, Thursday night?
Thursday night. Yeah, I guess you guys drank a lot, and then that's why I got Taco Bell, and you guys forgot about it.
You
ate it but forgot.
But like, I think those hangover drinks super worked because, like, the next morning I was like, fine.
Hangover drinks are really good.
I took
the pills.
Yeah, I guess I don't remember what happened, so I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, and then let's see, activity wise, we went to a basketball game. So we saw the Lakers play.
Dude, that was fun, man. Because LeBron he's assisting more than I thought he would.
He did a lot. He was like 15, 16 assists.
He's a team player. Passing.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was more of a, like, you know, going to hog it a bit, but
no. He's known for his passing.
Damn, what a team player. Yeah, and the shows on that basketball game are pretty fun, too. Acrobat performer who was on like a unicycle.
Red Panda?
Red Panda. Her name. A unicycle, and she was like flipping bowls from her feet to her head to land on top of her head. And every time she added another bowl, so she ended up doing like, was it five or six at the end?
It was five or six, yeah.
But she started to fail like once per. But also,
it was only once per. Yeah. But I feel like they generally don't miss, right?
I don't think they miss usually. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
But it was still
amazing. Still cool to watch.
I don't know.
Really? Only 4 out of 5 bowls on the first one.
Too many failures for me. I was like, what am I watching? Like a practice session?
I had fun watching it.
I don't know. Yeah. Let's see. Karaoke the first night was fun. In terms of like raunchy activities, we didn't really do that. Although, you know, we did some things, but I wouldn't say they're not as far as like strip club stuff.
No. They're like PG-13 at like the most, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about the tattoos.
Oh yeah. So go to Chad and I prepare some face tattoos of my face.
is that taken from the sunflower picture?
No. This is a different picture. One of Gochin Mehta's favorite pictures.
It is one of my favorite
ones. But we played a game of poker to see who would have to wear it on their face. And one of our friends had to wear
it. He had it in both of his
cheeks. Yeah.
He didn't have to do both.
That was great.
He didn't have to.
He even had to put on his face because the winner said to put on your hands instead, which is kind of lame. Because everyone else put on their hands. Everyone else. Yeah. But great sport putting it on his face.
Both yes, of them. Yes. Wow. Yeah. Best sport.
He really saved the mood, you know?
yeah. But actually, no, I think Gochin Mike, though, is the winner of the mood. Like he knew what was up.
I know. Everybody else is like, oh, I want to do this. I want to do that.
Yeah, and everyone's like, it's like, but this is my bachelor party.
Yeah, oh. I think everybody lost the sauce there. For
what move? What are you talking about?
They were having too much fun. Everyone was having too much fun.
I don't know. Every time it was like, Gochin Mike was like saying what I want to hear, then everyone was like, yeah.
What are you talking about?
No, it's just like in everything. It was like, oh, I feel like doing this or whatever.
I did what Coach Alex wanted. Every single time. That's true. I wasn't.
Maybe you're too drunk to remember.
No, I wasn't that drunk.
No,
I never blacked out. I don't black out.
Okay, put this back on me. Okay,
yeah. All right. Gochin Mike, do you have anything else to add to Bachelor Part Now?
It was good. You know, it wasn't like too rowdy or anything.
Would you do it again?
Yeah. Why can't life just be like that, you know?
Every week, just do that?
Yeah.
That sounds so tiring as hell.
Every weekend.
Wow. Okay. Coach Mike had a really good time. All right.
Apparently, yeah.
what was your favorite like food place or activity
from this? Favorite food? Probably be the steakhouse. That's my guess.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It had an ambiance.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice. I liked it. And we had a great, we got a great picture of everyone dressed up.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yep. And then go to Chad, like he ordered the wine and they poured it out for him. And he's like smelling it.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Oh, he was showing off.
And he's like, yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's fresh.
You pay for that experience, man. You're paying for that experience. Okay.
Right.
You're not going to do that for me at home, are you?
No.
I do bottles of purpose. I'll do it.
Okay. Yeah. I'll tip you.
How much? This is very important.
10% of the wine bottle cost.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, Chad was a horrible tipper. Like we went to some bars and we got like six drinks, right? Uh-huh. Like two of them were mixed drinks and four of them were beers. Uh-huh. But he only tipped $4.
Oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How much are you tipping, Gucci Amanda?
At least six.
At least $1 per drink.
Yeah.
But then I think like mixed drinks you want to do like two to five. You know?
If I got good service, I would have given them six, right? It was okay.
He only served us once because he only got the one round.
Yeah, he only served us once because it was just okay service.
Because he didn't want to come back because you only tipped him.
No, it's a reservation and we had to leave.
Oh, yeah. But I think that bar was like the worst thing for the trip because it was like just like a generic bar. And we went for just like the photo, like the picture, the video of us cheersing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It was like an obligation.
Hard to find the spot to do it.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that was the worst part of the trip.
That's not even that bad. So.
Yeah, it wasn't even that bad. It was just like kind of just meh. I like the hangover soup a lot.
That was you also didn't play skee ball too, so that's a.
Oh yeah, I saw you
guys. Would have made it better.
Okay. All right. Oh, and then go to Alex. Would you want to do a bachelor party again? Go to one.
Ooh. Yeah. Man, I was thinking about it. Like,
this is the question here.
I was like, do I want go to Chad or go to Mike to have one? At the time, I would have probably said no.
But now that you're home and you're comfortable.
You're not gonna come?
Oh, no. Yeah, but now that I'm home and I'm thinking back on it, it's kind of like what you said, go to Chad, about one of our friends at the previous bachelor party went to. You only remember the good things.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Like I was telling the group, like, oh, I don't remember how I got there. It was like you had to fly down to Cabo. I don't remember like sharing a bed with someone, which Coach Mike did not. He was supposed to share a bed with one of our friends, but Coach Mike chose the couch.
I think it was a fine choice. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. But okay. All right. I guess
same thing because I had to drive up there by myself. Going there. And it was raining. I didn't expect it to rain. And so I had a bit of a harder time than expected driving up. But I don't really remember that. And then also, sleeping, sharing a bed, we go to Chad and then waking up like, I don't know, every 2 hours or something because it's uncomfortable.
I had great sleep.
It was sharing a bed? I thought it was two beds.
No, we're sharing.
No, they're all just one bed.
They all are?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Then I feel like an asshole. Then I thought they were two bits.
Why do you feel like an asshole?
No. Oh shit.
Yeah, I was just one bed in each room. Yeah, no. So our friends were sharing a bed. Alex and I were sharing a bed.
Yeah, the other two.
I literally thought it was 2-2-1.
No.
All the same size bed. So pretty much like the other two were like cuddling next to each other.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay, that changes things slightly. Oh shit.
Changes what?
I didn't know that.
I had great sleep, man.
I mean, I probably still would do it, but I don't know. It's like I just thought everybody else was like two beds.
Oh, so if you knew everyone was single bed, you would have shared a bed then?
Maybe,
Interesting.
But, damn, we should have told them. I mean, at least come upstairs and check out the other room.
Yeah, I know. I just literally never went upstairs.
Never went up. He's kind of confined. Like you didn't go to the rooftop. Didn't it feel kind of trapped?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Because, you slept on the same sofa that we were playing games on. We played a lot of Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, and I kept my socks on the first night, because I didn't want my stinky feet. But my feet were so hot. Jeez. So the last night, I took my socks. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, but he waited until the last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Consider it.
Yeah. So like there was that, like sharing a bed with another guy, and it was not the most comfortable thing.
No.
But you know, but still, like there's so many fun stuff that we did that now thinking back on, yeah, I would do it again, but maybe not like next week. Like Coach and Mike would, but
yeah, summer. I need drop off somewhere.
Yeah. He's gonna go like meet people just to go on bachelor parties.
That's a thing. I don't know a lot of people to go on a bachelor party anymore. I think that's the last one I'm gonna go on.
No, don't take that back. You take that back.
I honestly think so. I don't see me going on another one.
What about Coach Mike?
I know it doesn't mean much at this point, but I promise you it won't be your list.
Oh shit. What does that mean, Coach Mike?
What does that mean? What?
I mean, I'm gonna, you know, like I know my word doesn't mean as much as it used to, you know.
But, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, okay. But someday, somewhere.
Okay. Well, you have 2.5 weeks until our wedding to find somebody to bring.
Well, no. That's way past. But just saying, in general, you know, in the future.
Okay.
Wow, he's so confident that you're gonna get married then.
Or at least have a bachelor party.
Well, if it does happen, sooner the better, right? Mm-hmm. We don't want to go on a bachelor party when we're like in our
40s. Oh yeah.
No, then
says you.
Yeah, we just go to South Carolina and go golfing.
Oh, but he doesn't play golf.
All right, but it doesn't matter what he wants, okay?
No. I'm gonna for all my stuff to go to Alex because he'll know.
Dude, that'd be such a boring ass trip. You're not going to be able to see a Lakers game.
You'll know, all right?
I'll do what Coach Mike wants to do, okay? Mm-hmm. If he asks for it, then I'll set it up.
Okay, so mm-hmm. we're staying home and playing games and ordering Taco Bell? What?
Probably not the last bit, but...
Yeah. He says sounds okay.
Taco Bell, I love Taco Bell, but you know, why go get Taco Bell when we can go get legit tacos?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, like $80 worth of tacos? We could have just like fucking gone there and gotten like...
I said 40 tacos.
Yeah.
Only 40 tacos.
Oh yeah, go to chat. He ordered the Taco Bell and it was like what $80, $100?
Oh my God.
No, 70 something worth.
Okay, $80 for like what, 10 tacos? Uh-huh. Crazy expensive.
That is really expensive.
But it hit that night.
It did hit that
night. Yeah, but don't complain, man.
But in retrospect, you know, it's like you could have done a lot more.
Yeah.
It was okay. All right, and then last question: what do you think about like inviting like a female friend or a male friend to one of these things?
Oh, well, the opposite.
Yeah, opposite gender.
It's difficult. Like in theory, it should be fine, but then there's issues, right?
I think it depends on what you guys do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you want to do a bit more of the typical bachelorette party activity. Then it might be a little harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and it also, isn't it kind of weird just to invite like one like female friend to the trip and she's like the only female friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Or like you got a group of a bachelorette party, a group of women, and then they invite one male friend.
Hmm.
Kind of weird, especially if the guy is straight.
Hmm.
Yeah.
If he's gay, then it makes a little more sense to me. I don't know if that's appropriate to say or not, but for me, it makes sense. But
yeah, that makes more sense to me, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's go ahead and do the quick scores through and then we'll close it out. I need to hurry up and watch my Hong Hain.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
I didn't see the last one episode. I saw Saturdays and not Sundays. All right. What do you give?
All right, I'm gonna say 4.
Ooh.
It's a 4 got you.
Wow, that's not what you said. That's not what you said when we're rating the trip overall, remember?
I think that's what I said.
Well, you said 4 out of 5, but this was 4 out of 4.
No, it was out of 4 as well.
It was 4.
Oh, really?
Coach Mike gets me. Coach Mike knows.
Okay, then why'd you have him plan your trip then?
I should have.
I'm bad at planning. I'm bad at planning.
Okay, all right. I said. But Coach Mike, he knows. I said 4. Okay. Okay. I mean, how am I not gonna say 4 for my own bachelor party?
but it could be. Yeah, I think. But I think you got lucky.
I did?
Yeah, I planned it. But no, I'm not. But seriously, I think you got lucky because the people you went with, they're all good guys, you know?
Yeah.
And they all were very accommodating, but like without having like forcing themselves to be, I think just like in their nature too. So it was like, you know, it was very stress free too.
Right.
Unlike in other experiences, it could have gone bad, but yeah. Oh,
I have a question. Go to Chad. Yeah. Would you, if you do have a bachelor party in the future, would you rather plan it yourself or have Gojo Alex plan it?
Oh, but Gojo Alex is a good planner. He's very responsible that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I feel like...
He is a good planner.
I feel like it would just be like a bunch of like, oh, we gotta go here. Now we gotta go to this restaurant. And now we gotta go to this bar. And like run around, you know? Because he plans it way too much, like to the book. Yeah, but I'll let him plan it. Yeah,
no, it's okay. I don't need to plan it. You can plan it.
I don't worry about it. What happened? All right, fine.
No.
Dude, the attitude that you have is gonna like manifest itself. Okay.
Oh yeah. Shit! Actually, I listened to a podcast about that kind of stuff, and you're right. Yeah, you're right. No.
Why? Yeah. If
you all right. Okay. That... Okay. Fine. Yeah. First bachelor trip. Go to Alex. You can plan it. Second one. Go to Mike. You can plan it. I'm manifesting in ahead of time.
That's too much now.
Okay. Sorry.
Right. Right, yeah. So since this is the only bachelor party I've been to, I'm gonna give the topic a 4. But I feel like even on future ones that I'll go on, I can also see myself giving those trips a 4.
I don't know if you would. I think it depends on the trip.
No. But it's also like who he hangs out with too. You know.
So yeah.
It's
not exactly.
Gonna be like. No, but it's like it's not going to be like out of its comfort zone.
Yeah.
So he's not going to even go.
Dude,
to those.
Coach Mike gets it. Okay. I already kind of have an idea how it's going to be like going on your and go to Mike's bachelor party. Yeah,
he's not going to go there. He's like, I don't want to be here. I got to go home.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Who knows?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, I'm also going to give it a 4 out of 4.
Oh my God! Just putting okay.
There's pressure now to give it a 4. What? So
no,
is this topic gonna be a 4?
So you would want to go on another one soon, huh? Which Amanda?
If it's like the one that I had, yes.
Okay. So kind of like boring and tame.
Jesus.
Yeah. So another trip soon would be good.
Let's see. I mean, we did have a waitress say something similar to us.
I said,
oh, that's that kind of bachelor party. Yeah.
I think everybody, like literally everybody said that.
Yeah, everybody you met kind of like said, oh, you guys are pretty like low-key, you know.
Low-key, tame, yeah. And then our one friend who's been on a lot of bachelor parties said that my bachelor party was like the second tamest.
Oh.
Yeah, second most wholesome.
Which I don't even believe.
Yeah, which is it's like, okay.
I think he was stretching it.
Oh, you think it was the first most
wholesome? I think it's the most wholesome, yeah. Possibly. He just didn't want to say it.
No, the most wholesome one, though, he mentioned, they only went drinking out at bars.
That you know of.
Okay, yeah. I get it. Okay.
Okay, so I guess I have to give this a 4.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
No, I gotta give it a 4.
But, I mean, you did plan it. So it would be weird.
Yeah, but also like the overall idea of bachelorette parties too, like initially I didn't get, but after going to a few, now I kind of see like the purpose of it. You know, you're just hanging out with your friends before
it's
like
kinda
being
like
married.
Stuff we would do back in our 20s.
Exactly. Yeah.
We don't have another excuse to do it otherwise, you know.
Yeah. Right? So that's what I'm saying, Now I see the meaning, the purpose behind it. So I was like, I'm behind it. I'll give it a 4.
Okay, when Coach Alex was like buying alcohols, I was telling him that he should get like some nice stuff because you guys aren't in college anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like getting like cheap juice.
We didn't even end up drinking that.
Yeah. He brought like half of the stuff back.
Yeah. We did finish the soju, right?
We finished the soju, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. I think we're good there. And then go to Mike. Do you already give it a score?
I mean, I at this point, I have to give it a 4, right? In retrospect?
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
I am forced to. No. It was honestly like one of the, you know, like the better trips in the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years I can remember.
That's saying a lot, or?
I mean, that is not in itself. But it's still true, though. It was like I said, no, like if every weekend could be like that, you know, life would just be like perfect.
Right? Dude, Coach Mike loved it. Coach Amanda, Coach Mike loved it. You hear this? He loved it.
Good.
He loved it. Coach Mike, you need to make some more friends so you can go on more bachelor trips.
What? Okay. I'll work on it.
And make sure you make friends with, like, not like the super lame people, you know? You gotta make friends with, like...
No. It has to be the right amount of lameness, you know? So it's not too raunchy.
He just called you lame, Coach.
No, I said the right amount of lameness. Everybody's right on the spectrum of lameness, okay?
He just called you on the spectrum, Coach.
Everyone has some lameness. I just had the right amount.
Even the coolest person, right, is on the spectrum of lameness. Maybe not as much, but... Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. You have to be like at the same energy level for you to like have a good time.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. Okay.
So go to Chad for go to Mike's happiness. You gotta get married soon. So
Oh shit.
He's desperate to go on another trip.
Mm-hmm. Can he just get married then himself? Why does it depend on me? Isn't it easier for him to... Yeah, what the fudge?
It's not easier for me. You already know that. You're like 10 steps ahead, all right? So I'm kind of...
I'm at the same stage as you. I don't know what you're talking about. We're at the same level.
We already know that's not true, so get on it.
Okay. All right, Spice Gang. This is our podcast. Follow us everyone on social media for latest updates at Gojang Gang and on Instagram at Gojang_gang. And let us know if Bachelorette Parties passes your spice test with hashtags.
Hashtags shot o'clock. Hashtag Nolans. Hashtag non-trashy. And hashtag at least six.
At least six. What does that mean?
You know, I don't remember at this point. But just something.
Okay. All right.
I remember. It was the tip.
Oh, yeah.
At least $6.
At least $6. Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, I tipped all the restaurants pretty well.
Alright.
The steak place I tipped really well. The Korean place I paid really well too. Alright, bye bye.
Hey, bye.
Bye.